It's book club day here at the BPP, and we gave you all month to read Aaron Kyle's The God of Animals. Did you finish yet? I did, and I'm raring to get started talking about it. It was a good book. Reminder of the rules here. We've opened a thread online for you to talk about the book. You can pose a question, just give your thoughts, say you loved it, say you hated it. Just keep it respectful and let us know what you're thinking about it. If you have any questions, too, for Aaron Kyle, the author, bring him. Bring him on. We're going to talk to her early next week. And we would love to bring you into the conversation and put your questions to her. So don't be surprised if you get an email from one of us. We may invite you to call in and talk to her yourself. But now we have brought in our friend of the BPP and leader of our book club, Sarah Goodyear, is here to jumpstart our conversation. Hey, Sarah.
Hello, Rachel.
So has the discussion gotten started online? Anyone chimed in yet?
Yes, actually, we've already gotten our first comment from Doug Northrup. He says, I consider myself to be an avid and open-minded reader, but I probably wouldn't have picked up a title about a young girl and horses, but I thought I would give it a try since the BPP selected it.
Well, that was nice.
I was particularly moved during Alice's phone conversation with Mr. Del Mar when she says, it just seems like there should be someone, something out there that cares about them, cares that they existed, that they suffered or didn't. Something out there ought to be watching over them. Alice is seeking the God of Animals, and that has to do with the horses in the book who do a lot of suffering. That is kind of a stand-in for
the human suffering. Yeah,
and it makes it really easy to identify with. And another reader wrote in this morning, did anyone else out there see Alice as kind of a Holden Caulfield for girls, which I thought was interesting. So, yes, the discussion is already starting. We have people chiming in from Barcelona and from Kansas and from Berlin and from Colorado.
Very cool. And I have to say, I agree with Doug. I'm not one of those women who was a girl who had a thing for horses. I mean, I just wasn't, even though I'm from that part of the country. And so this is a book I never would have picked up. But I saw a lot of really interesting, compelling facets to characters. I just thought it was really well laid out.
Did you grow up with horses as exotic things, or were they, you know?
They're like far. I didn't even think about them. You know, all the
girls
like scribbled. Well, I lived in farming communities, and so they were around. Okay. They were around a lot. I was forced to ride them. I was allergic to them. Okay, maybe
there
that's
go.
What
I was allergic to
horses.
If you keep probing, you get the truth.
I was allergic too, but I tormented myself because I liked riding them. So,
and now I have to say, I came away from this book and now I've become one of those girls. You're going to see me like during interviews. When I get bored, I'm going to start drawing little doodles of horses.
The hair and the ponytail.
Yeah. So
the
I understand editor Trish McKinney has pulled a clip here from the audiobook version, which she listened to. She claims she read the book, but she really listened to it. Not a major plot point, but a scene that illustrates some of the big themes in the book. It takes place after the Winstons, that's the family that's profiled here, takes the new foals that they have away from their mothers for the first time in the season, and the broodmares are in agony.
Jack lifted his chin and wrinkled his brow at the sky. Weaning's always ugliest in drought years. The mares moaned on the grass, their eyes glassy and open. The foals were silent now, their throats scraped empty of sound after two solid days of screaming. The wind had shifted, hiding their scents from their mothers. There was nothing left to do but wait for the pain to stop.
So interesting, because so many times you feel like the characters in the book don't have the language or the capability to really express what's going on emotionally for them. And then you look to the horses who are living this pain or joy and become that, as you said, manifestation of what's going on with the people in the book.
Yes, and another reader pointed out that truth is what's painful in this book. When people tell the truth, it really hurts. It's uncomfortable and worse than uncomfortable. When they are trying to deceive each other, that's when things go okay. And animals can't do that the same way that people can. And so they do end up sort of bearing the brunt of the suffering here.
Well, we're going to talk about all of these issues online and next week when we speak with the author of God of Animals, Aaron Kyle. Go online and comment. Tell us what you thought about this book. Book Club moderator Sarah Goodyear, thanks very much for being here.
Thank you.
Coming up, more horses, specifically the Kentucky Derby, Bryant Park Project from NPR News.